This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, November 8th. God's word for you today is Heads Up. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 121, verse 1 to 2. And it says, I look up to the mountains and hills, longing for God's help. But then I realized that our true help and protection is only from the Lord, our Creator, who made the heavens and the earth. Deuteronomy 11, verse 10 to 12 says, For the land you are about to enter and take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you planted your seed and made irrigation ditches with your foot as in a vegetable garden. Rather, the land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain, a land that the Lord your God cares for. He watches over it through each season of the year. As Christians, we struggle because we do not understand the component of our covenant. We think we can operate like the world, but the truth is we cannot operate like the world. The world gets its water from the Nile, but we get our water from Jehovah. If you do not get this concept, you will struggle. Person A is not a Christian. How come he has water? How come he has supply? How come he was this and that? It is because the King, your King, the Maker of the heavens and the earth, your Father, wants you to look up when everybody else is looking down. It is actually God's prerogative, His responsibility to dispense rain in our promised land, and that is the key to our covenant identity. If you miss it, you miss what it means to be a child of God and miss what it means to be a Christian altogether. While the world can get their bread from the bakery, they do not understand why you are praying for bread when you have money in your bank account. Just go and buy bread. Jesus says, ask the Lord when you pray. Say, give us this day our daily bread. Jesus is saying that in the new covenant, our bread, our supply, our nourishment, our rain comes from above, just like in the Old Testament promised land. Why are people depressed? People are depressed, confused, anxious, because they are looking down and there is no water. Where is down? Down is symbolic for the bank account, the economy, etc. They look down, they do not see any supply, and they are bewildered. God, if this is the promised land, there should be water here. And God says, you are looking in the wrong direction. David says in Psalm 121, verse 1 to 4, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. God has set things up in such a way that we have to look up. Why? It is because he wants to have a relationship with us. Why would God take them from a land that has rivers and put them in a land that is only dependent on his supply? It is because he wants us, like the Jews, to constantly lift up our eyes. Where are you struggling? Check, where are you looking? Have you been looking? God wants you to look up. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for bringing me into my promised land with plenty of rain, a land that you care for personally, watching it through each season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.